Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucrit Lau. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive towards 3rd. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Lawler and he is out. Fox applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lucrit Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Critlow strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to third for the out. Umflett moves to second. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to first for the out. Umflett moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Umflett scores. Bowling moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Aloma now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Lepsio who tags Mealy, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. White reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to second to double up Kell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Stevens moves to third. Mealy moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first, with Aloma covering, for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma is 0-for-1 in the game. Aloma strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepcio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Red Wilson pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is walked intentionally. Rocky Krisnick pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick takes first base on ball 4. Minoso scores. Rivera moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ferris Fain pinch runs for Rocky Krisnick. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Red Wilson now catching. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy, who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Tom Umflett. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is walked intentionally. Gurnett moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to home to get Gurnett. Lepsio moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rivera bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson is walked intentionally. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Fain reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Rivera scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 9-7, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White throws to third and has Fain trapped. There's the throw to Lepsio, who tags Fain for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ben Flowers now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearcel takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearcel moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearcel moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.